Now, joining us is, one of the men who broke this story yesterday from the Nine Network in regards to Payne Haas, kind enough to join us for the second time. We get a double dose of Denny this week. Denny Widler, morning to you, mate.
Morning, gents. Yeah, sorry to inflict myself upon the listeners.
Well, we appreciate
it. Want to know everything about this story, Denny, and we appreciate having you on. Can you fill us in on how it sort of got to this stage?
Loz, you often read my Sunday column.
Yep.
And I've been writing about this for several months now. Firstly, it really kicked off several months ago when the Brisbane media were of the opinion that Payne Haas had agreed to a 6-year deal to stay at the Broncos. I sort of went against that and said that's wrong, and there's going to be major drama coming up with Payne Haas and his contract and his manager. Well, we've seen the manager now change. Tyrone Smith, the father of Remus, who you probably would have played against him, was in your day.
Yeah, he's a good fella too, Tyrone.
Yeah. And he now is the manager of Payne Haas, and he's the one controlling his future. Not Sonny Bill Williams, as a lot of people like to say. Sonny obviously he talks to Payne, he will seek advice from him. But ultimately, you know, Payne's his own man, and he's got a manager to take care of that business as well. So it's easy to blame Sonny or whoever, but Payne's the one who's got to be the one who makes these decisions. And his view, which I've been saying for some time on this show as well, is that he believes he's worth $1 million a season. I know that's not palatable to a lot of people out there who don't like to hear that sort of talk. I actually agree with Payne. I think if he was, you know, on the market tomorrow, which he may well be, he would get $1 million plus. Simple as that. And look, he's going. I understand where people are coming from who are working jobs right now, which don't pay anywhere near, you know, what he's upset about. Not even close to that money. And but Payne's got 10 years probably to set himself up for life. You know, he's probably got a career altogether of around 12, 13 years max. He's got probably 10 years left. And he's got to make his money while he can. And is he doing the right thing by threatening to walk out? Well, that's only something that Payne can answer. Obviously, he must be... Well, he is extremely frustrated with the way negotiations have gone. The Broncos are an organisation who are entitled to stand their ground. However, they're also an organisation who will try and move a player on if it doesn't suit them as well. So I think people have to just take a breath and realise that whilst they may not like demands being put at a club, clubs also can treat players how they want to treat them at times as well. Many a club has moved on a player they don't like. And if a player wants to get more money, well, there are ways to go about it, negotiate. And probably, you know, it's reached a point in this negotiation where Payne mustn't be able to see a way forward. And he's been told that he can't get the money he thinks he's worth. So it's an extreme measure, and one that a lot of people can't understand. I don't walk in Payne Haas's shoes. In fact, I don't really know Payne that well, other than to interview him, you know, now and again. And I don't know his family at all. I've never talked to his family. But I reckon his family would be backing every move that he makes as well.
Yeah, I guess, Denny, like when you gauge our text line this morning, you know, it's fine that Payne thinks he's worth, and he's, as you say, he would get $1 million on the open market. But everyone's measure is that you sign a contract. You do your job. Then if you improve and the market changes, you sign that bigger deal. So why did he sign the previous contract then?
Well, you've seen what he's thought of his management who negotiated that deal as a young man. You've seen how he has, you know, exactly what he's thought of them. He's now taking legal action against his management for the way he was handled. It's in Supreme Court. So he was a young man. You know, I don't know about you, Mido, but I certainly didn't have the same understanding of law and my future and my outlooks when I was, you know, what, 18, 19, 16, as I do when I'm now 50-something, you know. So I think people change, opinions change, but I understand where people, I absolutely understand where people are coming from. I'm just trying to put myself in Payne's shoes where maybe he felt that he made a wrong decision back then, and he legitimately has been trying to get a new deal done. It's not because, I don't think he hates the Broncos. I just don't think he likes the deal he signed.
Denny, you know Freddie as well as most, and he's made it quite clear in the past that he doesn't want players coming into Origin camp with distractions.
Mm.
And you know how this story will play out because it'll be one of the biggest stories of the next couple of weeks, if not months, if it's not sorted. Where does this leave Freddie? Because he said he doesn't want players talking about contracts and no distractions, but you can only imagine the talk that it'll create in camp. And also, you know, when journos get together, this will be something that they'll be after Payne. They'll want to speak to him about it. So how's this all going to play out, do you think?
Well, he'll be, well, first of all, Payne is obviously now a major target for the media. He's put himself in that situation. After the game tonight, you reckon all the sideline eyes and whoever else might be whacking a microphone under his nose saying, why do you want out of the Broncos? Are you going to play next week? So he's now a lightning rod for the media. He's the one they want to speak to. Yeah, and for Freddie, I mean, look, let's be frank, Freddie needs Payne Haas.
Yeah.
The way that this New South Wales pack has performed in club land this year hasn't been great. A lot of the players haven't been at their best form, whereas Payne has been a colossus. And Freddie's going to have to tread really carefully on this one. He doesn't want distractions. He hates players coming into camp with contract issues. And right now, there's no bigger contract issue this year than the one that is facing Payne Haas right now. So it's an issue for New South Wales, and they can't back away from it. And it's going to take some good man management from Freddie, which he is excellent at. I mean, Loz, would you still pick him?
I'd pick him for sure. And just try and obviously get it out of the way. First day in camp, make sure that he fronts the media. Don't try and hide him. Don't try to protect him, because that then becomes a bigger issue. Get it over and done with, and let's see how the cards fall after that.
Gosh, can you speak to other coaches, Loz?
Well, it's always easier sitting here when you've been coaching.
In fairness to Freddie, Loz, that's been his approach.
Yeah.
He makes every player available at every session. He says if you can't face the media, you can't face Queensland.
Yeah.
So that's how I anticipate, without any knowledge, I'm speaking with any knowledge of how he's going to do it, but that's how I think he'd do it. I don't think he'd hide him away. I can imagine an all-in press conference with, 15 cameras there or whatever it is, and Payne having to face the music.
Well done, Denny. Big story. We really appreciate your time early this Friday morning.
Thanks, mate. Yeah, it was good work by Adrian Pozenko, Michael Champs as well. We worked on it together. Thanks.
Good stuff. Thank you.